Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This five-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hey friends, and welcome to the DDP. Good to have you with me today once again as we are journeying through Jesus's reading from the scroll of Isaiah. This story is relayed to us in the fourth chapter of Luke, where Jesus, having stood up to read on the Saturday morning in the synagogue, reads from that famous, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he hath anointed me," passage. We've been dealing with some of the little intricacies of that statement, including the anointing and the Spirit of the Lord. We dealt with him preaching the gospel to the poor. Let's talk today about "He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted." Most of these are in the 18th verse of Luke 4, and this is a portion of the ministry of Christ that I guess I've been familiar with for most of my life, in that when we saw the gospel preached, and I've been around the preaching of the gospel as long as I can remember, I have always equated the preaching of the gospel as the antidote for people who are hurt and diseased in their heart. I saw it so much from that one angle that it took me many years to realize the necessity of the gospel for those who were not broken. I almost grew to the point where the moment that I saw someone broken, I figured they needed the gospel. But until they were broken, I didn't think so much about the gospel and what it could do to them, because I had this feeling that they would reject it without a broken heart. I don't really believe that now. I don't believe that you'll reject the gospel without a broken heart. I guess it's just because in my formative years, the gospel seemed so relevant to people who had been shattered. And so now I understand that the gospel is for everyone. There is the universalism of the gospel is that it is for everybody. I don't believe that everybody has received it, but I believe it is for everybody. And Jesus has come to heal the brokenhearted. So I don't want to take away that aspect of it in an attempt to bring the gospel to all people. Let's just remember that a part of what he does is take people who are broken and he fixes them. But let's talk about what it means to be brokenhearted. In our Hollywood mentality, we think of brokenheartedness as someone who had their heart broken by love. They loved someone, someone returned the love, they sold their heart to the person broke their heart by cheating on them or lying to them or abusing them. And this is certainly a definition of brokenhearted. Unfortunately, it's become about the only one we have, when the reality is that brokenhearted people are those who have lived with all kinds of pains, not just abuse or lack of love or cheating or lying, but they've been broken by the system. They've had it weighed down upon them until they have, I think brokenheartedness is an aspect that is defined as unbelief. They had their heart believing on something and then did not. And I think that there are a lot of people who are broken by unbelief. To cause someone to believe, we need to get out of the intellectual arena and stop arguing with people's intellect and just begin to introduce them to the person of Jesus. They then become a believer based upon what they see out of Jesus. And I don't just mean historical Jesus, but the relevant Jesus living out of us. As they see the relevant Jesus living out of us, their heart can begin to believe, and that brokenheartedness begins to dissipate. We'll go a little deeper into this text tomorrow on the DDP. I'll see you later.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.